And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And as promised from a week ago, this is The Negative Nancies. You're listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a song called I Wish Godzilla Was Real.
Nice.
And it's from the Negative Nancies' latest album, which came through at the same time that Squid Hat Records sent us their latest compilation.
Right, so, okay.
And there was a Negative Nancies track on it. That's the free to download compilation that you'll have to listen to last week. But I didn't want to include Negative Nancies in that one because I knew I'd got the album waiting for this week, if you see what I mean. Cracking album.
Cool.
And you can find out more about them, Tony, by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/negativenancies.
facebook.com/thenegativenanciesLV. And Nancies is Nancys, and it's LV because
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, my friend. What a brilliant punk scene they've got going on there. That's a great track. We will be playing more from the Negative Nancies in the future. I have got some additional material for you, Tony.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Fred did in Sweden. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
And I'm sorry, this is a bit late. This was a... If you're looking from space or the past, he does start off by saying, since it's right after Easter, here's a couple of jokes for you. So it is kind of after Easter. It is after Easter.
Oh, it's definitely after Easter.
Not quite as right after Easter as it was when he sent it. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
What did the Easter egg say to the boiling water?
Don't know.
It's going to take me some time to get hard. I just got laid by some chick.
Nice.
What happened to the Easter bunny when he misbehaved at school?
Don't know.
He was expelled. After the Easter Sunday egg hunt, a farmer's son played a prank by going into the chicken coop and replaced every egg with a brightly coloured one. A few minutes later, the rooster walked in and saw all the coloured eggs. He stormed outside and beat up the peacock. It's at least something.
Nice.
And then he's put, by the way, when are you thinking about starting up a comedy show in Stockholm? Cheers, Fred. Well, Fred, I was planning to start it in January. But the bloke that I was going to start it with never got back to me. So it's on hold at present, but thank you for reminding me. I will get back on the case there, but we are planning a monthly Sunday night stand-up comedy show in Stockholm, in Sweden, at some point.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. Right, now, I've got some more information for you now, Tony.
Blimey.
You might remember that last week we played a Squid Hat Records free-to-download compilation that was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And not long before that, we played a Manchester Punk Festival free-to-download compilation or some tracks from it.
Yeah. Yeah?
They've only gone and done another one.
Oh, blimey.
Manchester Punk Festival, Volume 8. So I thought it worked out quite well last week when we played four songs from it, two in the first half of the show, two in the second half. So we're going to do the same thing with Manchester Punk Festival this week, if that's all right.
It's fine.
And I have remembered for once to have a website for you for it. So it's manchesterpunkfestival.bandcamp.com, and you will be able to find the free download. And I think there's 14 tracks on this one.
Okay.
It's another really good one. It's quite a diverse thing, Manchester Punk Festival.
Right.
It's not all punk. And the compilation isn't all punk either. There's some. It's quite a varied mix. I haven't necessarily picked the most various mix for this show, but I have picked four cracking bands. First up, John Player Specials, my friend. Played them before. They are a Manchester sort of ska punk band, I suppose. And really good. We have played them before. Stay tuned for breakups. But first up, what is John Player Specials' Bandcamp page?
JohnPlayerSpecials.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Poorly Being Internet One, and this is Easy Come, Easy Go.
Oh,
one-way ticket to Fishtown.
It's Colonel Mustard in the study with a spanner. That's enough about my funny night. Yeah! Got me in the headaches, sent me west. Give us a break, you shall look. But does anyone actually give a fuck about what you've had for dinner? Or the picture of your fucking cat? Well, fuck that. Ten in a day, I've never smiled this much. I swear.
Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Breakups and a track called Colour Me Depressed. Now, we picked two well-known music cities to start with, Las Vegas and Manchester. So I thought I'd keep that going, Tony, by Breakups. Guess where they're from?
Birmingham.
Dorking.
Ah.
Yeah, and they got a Facebook page. What is it?
Facebook.com/breakups Dorking.
Oh, good idea. Facebook.com/breakups UK. And it's one of those unfortunate situations where it means it's breakup suck. Breakups UK. And that is off the Manchester Punk Festival Volume 8, free to download. Loads and loads of great music to download. And the festival itself looks absolutely brilliant.
It's TNS, isn't it? That's right.
It is indeed. Yeah. It is indeed. Our friends TNS. And hello to Andy and Bev.
Yes.
And you'll be hearing from Andy later on in the show.
Excellent.
It's quite exciting, isn't it?
It is.
Have you got... Does it say it's probably been internet too, Tony Wong?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. I just like to remind you.
That's fine.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
We do.
Right, well, let's lob them blinking doors out the back of the shed then or something.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thank you, Boyles. Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Get in touch, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. More of you are getting in touch through that, so do thank you for that. Keep posting, and keep getting in touch, and do let us know what you think of the show, the songs, or just get in touch.
Yeah, and we do seem to be getting quite a bit of Facebookery these days, which I'm very pleased about.
Picked up, I'm happy. Less happy about the twats, but hey, there you go. Right, so this week, Nez Coy's been in touch.
Hello, Nez.
He says, not that I'm counting, but have you said the words pop and catchy several times recently? Oh, you're mellowing in our old age, don't get me wrong. I love your punk pop. It is mildly quirky. It is foot-tapping good and certainly does not make me chuck on my cornflakes. Keep with the good work.
Well, Tony, you've managed to avoid saying mild quirkiness.
And I thought I had, yeah.
But I didn't. that was the first thing. Second thing is, yes, I was aware that I'd brought a bit of pop into the show over the last few weeks, and that maybe we were mellowing, but I'm sure after the first three tracks this week, you'll have changed your mind, Ned.
Yeah.
It's still rocking out.
It is. Another bit of pop.
Yeah.
Timo's been in touch.
And I'm sorry that we haven't exploited the cinnamon gum yet, but it is going to happen.
Yes. Thank you, Timo, for that. So, Timo says, longest punk podcast still running? Reddit people claim the presidential radio address started September 29th, 2001, and daily source code, Aaron Curry, August 13th, 2004, to November 30th, 2013. Seen as number one is unlike to play any good music, and number two is no more, has ceased to be, expired, and gone to meet its maker. It's a late podcast, it's a stiff, bereft of life, it rests in peace. So I got carried away. Anyway, I've claimed to be the longest running podcast still in existence, and seeing as I've already done the useless research, someone else should contact Guinness on Punky's behalf.
Yeah.
And the last chance to listen to the original Facebook intro was on August 28th, 2014, which you can go to punkyradio.com/show/2014-08-28. I happened just ended up on one episode later with my backwards listening. All the best, Timo. Hashtag Tony's man boobs.
I don't think you need to
give up on the research. Too much.
Yeah, but still fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Still fabulous. And I think backwards listening would be a way to describe this show.
Yeah.
No, we replied to that, didn't we?
I don't think we did.
Did we?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Then I haven't got your reply. What did you say? Do you know?
I said, well, I don't think we ever claimed to be the longest running podcast. I think we claim to be the longest running independent music podcast.
Yes. I think that's what we are, isn't it?
And ignored.
And, well, yeah, ignore, definitely. Well, you know, second one is.
Yeah, so it sounds like we are.
I think so. Well, obviously, Daily Source Code, we were on it at one point, weren't we, I guess, because we were part of all of that.
Yeah, we were mentioned on Daily Source Code. And also, I don't think the presidential address is that regular.
No, this is true.
So I think we might be the longest-running regular podcast, full stop. And I think Reddit should sort it out.
I might go and have a little play. Have a look.
And I am. Thank you very much for the research. I'm very, very impressed by the fact that we might have been right about something.
I think we definitely are.
Yeah. Well, how about that tone?
I know.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think it's right as well. This is show 551.
Oh, bizarre.
So, there you go.
Oh, so in four shows' time, we'll be on 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Yep.
You must remind me of that.
And you know what? And if it's the 4th of April today, so four shows, it's got to be close to the 5th of the 5th, hasn't it? What is it?
Oh, it is as well.
1, 2, 3, 2nd, 3rd, 3rd of May. Or maybe we should release it on the 5th of May, which would be Thursday.
Oh, that's
555 on the 5 on 5 for the 5th.
555 on the 5 of the 5.
Yeah.
5555555555555.
On show meetings. On air show meetings.
And if you don't get that reference, you need to listen to Adam and the Ants.
There you go. I've got two more comments.
Right.
Graham Holland's been in touch.
Ah, Graham.
He says, you jokingly said that when you start to regularly mention a venue in your gig guide, it goes and closes down. That must be coincidence, wasn't it? By the way, Sound Food and Drink is closing down. Fortunately, it's only temporary. It's having the ground floor refurbished with a top-notch sound system installed. In addition, they're converting the basement into a 100-capacity room for gigs, which will be great for larger gigs. Free Rock and Roll is currently looking for a venue to use in the meantime, so he's going to let us know if that happens. But yeah, we'll not feature them for a bit, just in case.
Yeah, that sounds great, doesn't it?
It does.
It's nice to hear that a venue is adding a room to put gigs in. It's normally the other way around, isn't it? They turn it into a horseshoe barn, have bingo or something.
We approve. One last comment. Seth Catmilk has been in touch.
Ah ha ha.
He says, hi guys, just a quick note. The Seth Lord has lost the battle with the Force, that is Facebook. And they deleted my account, so I'm back under the new name, who is Seth Ye Catmilker now. I have a twat and we'll send it by email. Keep with the kicking tune, Seth. Yes.
It's still just about the same, isn't it? So he was Seth Catmilker, which is quite possibly the greatest Star Wars character that's never happened.
Definitely.
And now he's what? Seth Ye Catmilker.
Seth Ye Catmilker.
So it's like olden days Seth.
Yeah.
So he's gone from Star Wars to Lord of the Rings. That's brilliant.
Thanks, Seth. Do email your twats, because I don't have one this week, and you're not going to get in time for this week, but please do email me. That would be nice. Thank you
very
much.
I'm quite excited about the one on the 5th of the 5th of the 55, 5th of the 5th. 555.
There you go. These things just happen, don't they?
They do,
right,
they?
Isn't it? Yeah.
We should probably do something about it. Maybe advertise it.
maybe tweet the president so he can feature us on his presidential show.
It's about time he did.
Hashtag Turner's Man Boobs. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for Facebook this week.
Well, in that case, that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. So, after saying that we've just rocked out and all that, we're going to play something a bit slower now, Tony.
Okay.
As you know, I like my reggae.
You do.
I've actually had it going on in the car, and I will mention a reggae track in the second half of the show as well. By pure coincidence, a band that we will be playing in the second half of the show have covered a song that if me and you ever get a band together again, I was thinking of covering as well.
Okay.
Quite weird that. But first up, a band called SN Dub Station, Tony. Now look, we've done Las Vegas, Manchester and Dorking. What majestical city of rock and roll do you think SN Dub Station are from?
Leamington Spa.
Swindon.
It's not far off.
That's the SN, probably, the postcode.
Ah.
I suppose Swindon Dub Station didn't sound quite as good.
Nah.
It's another really good... If you can hear dings in the background, I'm getting messages from someone. I thought I'd turn the volume down on my phone, but it's giving me a right old ding.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah, I don't know whether you can hear that, but nobody likes a right old ding.
Nobody likes a ding.
It's enough to make you chuck in your cornflakes.
I'm chucking my cornflakes.
What is SN Dub Station's website?
sndubstation.co.uk.
Good idea. sndubstation.net. Paulie Bienstedt 3, Tony 2, Tony 1, sorry. Yeah. Feet first.
Keep on.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry that that last bit was a 9-minute bit.
That's all right.
That's a lot of talking, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll keep this bit shorter to make up for it, shall we?
Okay.
Did you do anything last week?
No.
Me neither. Right then, next song. Right. What I did, Tony, I've now got a purple lounge.
Have you?
I decorated over the weekend, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
What colour was it before? Was it red?
White.
Was it?
It was just all white, yeah. It was okay. All white, and I've done three sides. Powder purple, Tony.
Ah, the best kind of purple.
Yeah, I was going to go lilac.
Nah, that's bollocks.
Well, it was a bit light, so I thought I'd go for something. I had in my head the colour that I wanted and thought it was lilac. Apparently it's not, it's powder purple. Mm. So it was when I told my mum that I was going to paint my room powder purple, well, lilac, she was distraught and said, well, you might as well go the whole hog and buy yourself a pink handbag. Which I thought was a bit harsh. But I have to say, it does look quite camp. With the black leather sofas that I have,
right,
it actually looks like I'm living in a licorice all sort.
Excellent.
Yeah. Which I'm quite happy with.
Really. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah. I also watched. I listened to the cricket. Did you listen to the cricket final?
Nope.
Oh, the T20 final, Tony. We'd managed to clutch victory from the hands of defeat, and in the last over all we had to do was stop the West Indies from getting 19 runs in 6 balls,
right,
which should be very easy to do. And Ben Stokes was charged with the last over, and the West Indies batsman managed to hit 4 sixes in 4 balls. It was quite unbelievable, and we lost in spectacular style. It was really, really brilliant, and we did well to reach the final, so fair enough. I've also got, I now realise, quite a long April Fool's joke.
Okay.
But I'll save it for the second half.
Yes, good idea.
Not an April Fool's joke, but an April Fool's thing. Right. That was absolutely brilliant. Right, we've got to get on with song 5 though, Tony, from the vaults. So it's not from the vaults, it's from the past. We haven't played it before. You might remember I got in touch with the lead singer of Tiger a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And hello to Dan. And I was interested as to whether he was doing anything new. He only went and dropped a new song on me that he's done that sounds exactly like Tiger.
Blimey.
I know, but we're not playing it.
Oh.
Because it's a new song, and I wanted to play something that I'd kind of promised that I'd play from a few weeks back. If you aren't familiar with the band Tiger, they were a bit of a flash in the pan, really, at the tail end of Britpop. They had 2 songs, I think, that got in the top 40. They brought out 2 albums and a few singles, and then they sort of vanished. This was one of the extra tracks on one of their singles, which I procured recently. And Sussex Saint also went ahead as a result of this show and bought their first album, We Are Puppets. And me and him had a bit of an exchange on Twitter about it.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So what happened basically was that we played a band and some people got involved in it, into it, which is brilliant. What it's about. And he said he liked it, but he thought that the droning guitar sounded like a giant bee.
Right. Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
Nope.
I don't have a problem with giant bees in rock and roll. So this is, I think this is, yeah, it's one of the tracks, extra tracks from the CD single Race, which you can get on eBay and things like that. I had to get it from abroad, I think. I really like it. It's really catchy. I think you like it too. I'm not going to go as far as say pop, Tony, although I have just said pop. And we've been going crazy here because we've done Las Vegas, Manchester, Dorking, Swindon, and now Prince's Risborough. That's right. Now, Tiger are the Prince's Risborough sound. And Prince's Risborough, I think, is in Bucks.
Okay.
And there is a rather bizarre automated Facebook profile that I haven't seen before. Fun. So what do you think the Facebook page is for Tiger?
Facebook.com/... Tiger Band?
No, facebook.com/profile.php ID equals 105443276156282.
Why is that, Tony? It's some kind of weird automated thing.
That's right. It's not because they haven't set any form of default URL. What it is, it's an automatically done Facebook page that basically cuts and pastes from Wikipedia.
Oh.
Weird, isn't it? Anyway, the point is, it's probably the internet for Tony Wan. And this is the ridiculously catchy Time Tunnel Cellar.
suit. He's got a Roman in the cellar with a nasty looking knife. Scared him by the seal and he can't find the thing. Hey! The smoke's coming up and the cell is into overloading now. Well, 3, 5 and 7 is a special pin. And a 2, 4 and 7 lets the people in. And a 5, 0, 9, that's a magic game. We've got a time tunnel cellar connected to the house. It's powered by the weather and Carlos is in. Hey! We gotta look in. We're not sure we can save him. The smoke's coming up and the cellar's into overloading. What will we do with the trouble we're in? We've got a friend's dead body back in 2015. Yeah.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Something from Fred, not at the 12.
Used to be, I've just realised there isn't anymore.
Man. Yes.
I should just say, I do like that Tiger song.
Good.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yes. Gig guide. If you do have a gig, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. Give me details. Doesn't have to be a particular venue, just let me know. And that's what Fred did this week.
Oh, hello, Fred.
As mentioned previously, as in his email, Sumo Psycho. As I mentioned last week, Sumo Psycho and Butcher Babies European Tour. They are touring. Sumopsycho.com. And he's just got the first 3 gigs listed of the next week. So next Tuesday, the 11th, no, Monday. Monday the 11th, they're playing Nottingham.
Oh, wow.
Nottingham Rock City in the basement. And then the day after, they play Milton Keynes at the Crawford Arms, or Crawford.
It is. It is the Crawford Arms. I've played there myself.
Ah, okay.
It's a pub.
Yes.
Of course. And it's not a particularly big pub either.
Okay. And Bristol, the Marble Factory.
Right.
Well, they're playing all over. They go to Sumo Psycho. They run from the April 11th to May the 4th.
Right.
Oh, Dusseldorf in Germany on May the 4th. Very nice. Good.
Hold on. Who's in Dusseldorf?
Sumo Psycho. They're starting in Nottingham on the 11th, right. And they go through to Dusseldorf on May the 4th.
So they are where we are on Monday, but I'll be in Oslo still.
Yeah.
And more of that in a little while. And then they'll be in Dusseldorf, where you go very near.
Mm.
Just before we do our five, who?
Excellent. Yes, they will.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Fred.
Well, that's it for gigs this week.
Well, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
We've got to stop that. Right, next track, Tony.
Okay.
And in the first half of the show, I did mention that there was a band in the second half of the show that had covered a song that I was thinking if we get our band together, we would cover as well.
Yeah.
That song is 5446, was my number, my favourite ever reggae song, and is on the new Chase Walker Band album, Tone.
Okay.
And Chase Walker Band, all the way from California. So, I don't know, really. After Dorking, Swindon and Princess Risborough, I'm a little bit surprised we've ended up in Los Angeles, but we have. Still, it's a relatively well-known rock and roll town. Great album, kind of bluesy, rock and rolly, bluegrassy sort of stuff, Ted.
Okay, very nice.
What is Chase Walker Band's website?
ChaseWalkerBand.com.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paul the Internet 4, and this is Living on Thin Ice.
Of supposed to be. Oh yeah. Another man got down left in the street the other day. He had his hands in the air and it don't seem fair, but they just shot him anyway. No peace, no justice, you really have noticed. We got one foot in the grave in this land of the fees and the home of the slave. We put our freedom on the shelf. It's every man for himself. One more person gunned down in the streets. It's just one more victim of this bad brutality. They call it protection, somehow I don't agree. Nice, is this how it's supposed to be? To be on the
listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's good, that, isn't it?
It is good.
It is indeed. Are you doing anything this week?
End of the tax year, so I'll be doing the end of the tax year dance.
Right.
And then trying to sort out the new tax year and stuff of work. Because my end of year work and tax year are both the same, so I'm just doing lots of businessy things and trying to sort out my new website, you know, kind of... April soon cleaning, things like that.
Yeah,
boring actually. Well, yeah, so not really. What are you up to?
Well, my end of year and tax year are the same as well, Tony. It would seem to be sensible to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm doing things a little bit more exciting than that, in that it is my new act of the competition. New act of the year competition this weekend. In Hitchin, it's the last minute comedy new comedian of the year, when I'll have 9 or 10 fantastic acts, best ever lineup, all performing at Woodside Hall in Hitchin. You can find out more on lastminutecomedy.com, and it may also feature on Hitchin TV before long, Tony.
Oh.
And then on Saturday, I'm going to jet over to Oslo by myself, where I'll be meeting up with 7 or 8 Norwegian acts. Again, a great lineup, who will be doing the annual Oslo Comedy Club New Comedian of the Year in English competition. And I do the same joke every year, and every year people laugh at it or look horrified when I go, anyway, we've got a load of Norwegian acts this evening, but it's all right, they're going to perform in English. But to spice things up, seeing as I am English, I'm going to do the whole show in Norwegian. And I always get someone going, oh, no.
Nice.
Yeah. And you can find out more about that. oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com, and that's at the Star Pub on Lila Grenson, and both shows, doors open 7:30, show starts 8:30, and they're both brilliant, and that's okay. What I'm doing this week.
Cool.
I'm staying in Oslo an extra day because I haven't done it in a long time. I've got a few friends to catch up on, but it means that I'm travelling back on Monday, so it means that I won't be able to go to the Sumo Psycho gig, because I might have been up for that. Shame. Shall we play 2 songs in a row?
Let's do that.
Shall we start off, Tony, rocking out, as we have been doing, with various crazy towns? And how about something from King's Lynn Rock City?
Oh.
Yes, indeed. How about a bit of Rude Boy Street Punk from King's Lynn?
Oh.
That's what a faintest idea of. You're getting a bit too excited here. Nearly made me talking my cornflakes.
Talking my cornflakes.
We played Faintest Idea a few times before. They're exactly that. It's Rude Boy Street Punk. And the first of two more tracks that are on the Manchester Punk Festival Volume 8 free to download compilation you can get via, where's that website gone? Via manchesterpunkfestival.bandcamp.com. Absolutely brilliant. You're going to love it. Tony, what's Faintest Idea's Bandcamp page?
Faintestidea.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony 3 pulling the internet for. What a thrilling comeback this is. No consequences.
Schwanz.
There is a no way.
listening to So Many Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and Another Way. But Tony, what is Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's website?
RevengeOfThePsychotronicMan.co.uk.
Oh, RevengeOfThePsychotronicMan.com. Oh, I thought you'd got it. It's poorly been Internet 5, Tony 3. I thought it was going to be 4 all. Featuring on bass Andy from TNS.
Yes, of course, yes.
Which is why we said hello to him. And I have gigged with Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, and they are brilliant live. Do make sure that if you can get tickets for Manchester Punk Festival, go. It looks absolutely brilliant. Right, Tone, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear. Right, if you remind people what they should be doing, then I've got something to cover your sad ass.
Okay, yep. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Fairly simple. We've been doing this a while now, so you should all know. If you do have a twat to nominate, email me now.
Yeah, do. And we do like your twats very, very much.
We do.
And it isn't fair on Sussex Saints to provide them all.
It does have no fair for you.
Tony, I had a press release the other day. Being a lucky person, I get press releases from all sorts of labels all the time. And I try and read as many as I can, and I always take them at face value.
Okay.
So imagine my surprise when the other day from our friends at Dirty Water Records, I got the press release, MFC Chicken and King Salami announced mega merger to form Supergroup. I thought, oh my God, 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 this is amazing. It says this, long-term Dirty Water Records bands King Salami, The Cumberland Three and MFC Chicken have announced their decision to merge into one supergroup to be known as Chick King and The Cumberland Fried Chicken. While an unusual move, it's not unprecedented. In the words of MFC Chicken frontman Spencer Evoy, we have all seen the runaway success of what McFly and Busted have done with their combined band McBusted, and we think it will work for us too. For woodwind fans, it will mean a welcome return to the saxophone, of the saxophone to King Salami's catalogue of songs, as well as the addition of a keyboard. King Salami himself commented, "While the sound of MFC Chicken's frat rock is totally different from our high-tempo 50s R&B, we are both party bands, as well as good friends, so we know that this will work. And maybe now Spencer can write some double entendre songs about salami instead of always writing about chicken." On a serious note, both bands have a small but eager fan base in North London's nearby Hasidic Jewish community and feel a more kosher name would increase their chances of penetration. Both bands' final individual performances will be at a private party on Sunday, the 1st of May in London, but touring plans for Chick King and the Cumberland Fried Chicken will be announced shortly. I thought this sounds amazing and ridiculous, and oh, it's April the 1st. A quite fantastic April Fool, and hello to PJ and Paul, and well done to YouTube for putting that. The reason I've read it out is, of course, that we do play King Salami, The Cumberland Three, and MFC Chicken on a regular basis on this show.
We do.
Yeah. I was impressed. It's the only, after saying last week that we're everyday fools, which John Kaczynowski got in touch with me actually and said, I like the everyday fools. I might make that the name of my next song.
Ah.
And we played his band last week. But last up this week, Tony.
Okay.
I do realise that we played quite a lot of songs featuring or to do with Matty, the lead singer of the Bleach Boys, who's also the lead singer of Ministers Dead. And yes, also the lead singer of
Flaccid.
Oh, you spoil it, Tony. I was going to say the Kramers.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. But yes, his first ever band were called Flaccid. Oh, I don't, his first band that I saw were called Flaccid. And I got their CD. I mean, this is going back to the late 90s, Tony. I got their CD. It was an 8-track CD, I think. Absolutely brilliant CD. But I don't know how, whether it got water damaged or booze damaged or whatever, but I couldn't play it anymore. And I've always wanted to play a track in it called Scorpio. So imagine my surprise when my mate Tim, who's been in touch with the show recently as well, Tim Schotter, hello to you, got in touch and said, I heard you say on the show that you wanted to play a Flaccid track. Well, handy for you, I've just decided to digitize all of my music. So if you like, I can send you the Flaccid sort of EP album. I went, oh, yes, please. So he sent it and I've got it. And guess what? The track that I wanted to play on it is just as good as I remember.
Excellent.
And I spoke to Matt the other week when we saw him at the Sumac Centre in Nottingham. Mm-hmm. And he said that he was getting Flaccid back together and going to be doing some Flaccid gigs. So absolutely brilliant. You're going to love this, Tone.
Okay, cool.
What's Flaccid's website?
flaccidmusic.com?
No, they haven't got one, of course.
Oh, right.
But they might get something going on their Facebook page for Ministers Dead or something when the time comes to announce the dates that they're going to do. I'm so happy about this, Dave.
Okay.
I saw them do this song live in the George in Hitchin, and it can't be, got to be 1998 or 99 or something. Absolutely brilliant. Really pleased that they're getting back together. I did think that this would mean that it would be Four All this week, but you messed up on Avengers Psychotronic Man. So it means that it is Paulie B and the Internet 5.5, Tony 3.5. Thanks to Tim for sending me this a lot. Brilliant. Love it. Scorpio. That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. I have really enjoyed myself a lot.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah, and there's some great bass playing in that as well. It's just a great song. Scorpio by Flaccid. I'd say check them out, but I've got no idea whether the music's available anywhere or not. If it is, I'll find out.
Okay.
Or rather, I'll find out if it is. It would make more sense, wouldn't it?
True.
If you can just very quickly remind everyone listening of the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com, we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them TBFMonline.co.uk.
Great job this week. I hope to see one or two of you in Hitchin or Oslo over the weekend. I should say as well that Flaccid are from Hitchin.
Right.
So we've done well with the towns this week, Tony. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog. Apoog.
Budgie Cunt.